Now, just to supply an example, let me take one of the basic symbols of the Christian religion and regard it in its Oriental as well as in its biblical sense. Let me take the symbol of the tree in the garden. We all know the story, so there's no need of repeating it. That man, following the instructions of Eve, his better half, as we say these days, she, following the indications of the serpent, had eaten a forbidden fruit. And as a result, mankind was expelled from the Garden of Eden by an offended deity. God had said, do not. The devil had said, or the serpent had said, try. And they are expelled. But why were they expelled? They were expelled because there was a second tree in the garden, the tree of immortal life. The tree of which they had eaten was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which in the innocence of primary nature was unknown. And it is the knowledge of good and evil, think of it, the knowledge of moral values, the knowledge of true and false, the knowledge of night and day that separates man from his innocence. The tree of immortal life was in that garden also. And as we read in the text, God, in order that man should not eat of the tree of life and become, as the text says, as one of us, that is to say, one of the divine immortals, let us send him forth. And we place at the gates of the garden two cherubim with a flaming sword between, so that man should not enter the garden, eat the fruit of immortal life, and become as a god. Now that is the story from which we start. I can remember during the Second World War, when we were in our war with Japan, opening the New York Times one day and seeing a picture of a Japanese threshold guardian, that is to say, a Japanese cherub standing at the gate of the great temple of the Buddha at Nara. There are two gigantic figures there standing at the gate with lifted swords, and they are precisely the counterparts of the two cherubim at the garden gate of Eden. The New York Times said, showing this picture of a warrior figure, a frightening, terrifying figure, the New York Times said, the Japanese worship gods like this. Now, the thought that occurred to me, and it was an impious thought, was not they, but we. Because our God says, let these cherubim keep you out of the garden. Whereas the whole point of the whole Buddhist tradition is, and of Hinduism as well, walk past those two. Come in. Here is the tree. The Buddha is seated beneath it with a hand in the fear not posture. Don't be afraid of those fellows. Come in. Well, then you have to ask yourself what those cherubim mean in the Buddhist tradition. This is the same garden. There's no doubt about it. These two traditions come from the same base. They both stem from the old Sumerian tradition. And in ancient Sumerian art, in the old seals from ancient Sumer and so forth, we have no end of pictures of the garden with the tree of immortal life and the deity handing the fruit to one person after another. How come that in our tradition we're asked to keep out, when in all the others you're asked to come in?